Beneath the olive trees in the grotto where the ruins of the order once stood, Christus's body lies sprawled, his arms stretched out on either side. His eyes are open, but unseeing. In one hand he clutches a perfect poppy. It mirrors the bloody wound in his chest. Christus and I were not friends. His temper was far too great. But he was so very alive. It is hard to see him dead.
"What do you know of this, priestess?"
Philon asks. I can scarcely look away from Christus's blank eyes. I knew nothing of it until a few moments ago.
"Liar!"
Neela hops onto a rock.
"You know who is responsible."
She transforms herself into Asher, the orange sari, the blistered legs, the dark eyes. "You think it is the Hajin?" I say.
"You know it is. Christus had ridden to bargain for poppies. The foul tribe had cheated him of a full bushel. Now we find him here with a poppy in his hand. Who else could be responsible? The filthy Hajin, helped by the order."
Neela's voice chokes with emotion. She strokes Christus's face lovingly. Crying, she lowers herself to his chest, stretching out across his lifeless form. Gorgon speaks from the river.
"The order can be hard, but they have never killed. And you forget that they have no entry into the realms at present. They have no power here."
Neela glares at me.
"And yet I saw the priestess on her way to the temple, alone."
"Neela speaks the truth, for we were with her. We saw the priestess too,"
a centaur adds.
"You're lying,"
Felicity shouts, coming to my defence. But my cheeks redden, and it does not go unnoticed by Philon.
"Is this true, priestess?"
I'm done for. If I tell them what I know, they will accuse me of disloyalty. If I lie, and they discover it for themselves later, it will be much worse. "I did go to the temple alone," I say, "but it was not to see the Hajin. I saw another. Circe."
"Gemma,"
Anne whispers. Philon's eyes widen.
"The deceiver? She is dead, killed by your hand."
"No," I say. "She is still alive, imprisoned in the Well of Eternity. I needed to see her, to ask her about the Winterlands, and..." A ripple moves through the crowd. They press closer. Felicity stares at me in horror. Neela is up, her voice slicked with fury, her mouth twisted in a deranged smile.
"I told you, Philon, I told you she could not be trusted, that she would betray us as the others did, but you would not listen. And now, Christus is dead, he is dead."
She buries her face in her hands.